Oh, I remember this night like it was yesterday. My older sister had done my makeup, and we had gone shopping a month before. I had to be prepared, you know, find the perfect dress beforehand. Many people waited a day before prom to go shopping, but that sounded like a bad idea to me. What if I couldn't find a nice dress? There's a picture of me in here somewhere, with my group of friends. Ah, here it is. I felt like a real princess in this dress. Of course, it was in my favorite shade of blue. Speaking of that dress, Christina, didn't you wear it before to the dance? Oh, look at my hair. I had gotten it curled and styled into a fancy bun at a nearby salon. I saw that exact hairstyle in a magazine. I can't remember the name, but the lady showcasing it looked gorgeous, and all of my friends thought it would suit me. This one's Josephine. She was my best friend since middle school. Oh, here's Leanne. She was my first friend I made in high school. The guy next to her is her younger brother, Joe, and his girlfriend, Stacy. Oh, wow, this is Kendall. She was crowned prom queen, and her boyfriend, Mark. Aiden. The one next to Mark is Aiden. I can never forget this boy's face. I fell in love with Aiden freshman year of high school. People would say, you're too young to feel love, but love has no barriers. You just feel it and you know what it is and that it's there. Even when you never see them, there's always going to be a place for them in your heart. Have you ever been in love, Christina? Being in love isn't the same feeling as liking someone. It's way more than that. It was a roller coaster of emotions for me. Heartbreak, happiness, tears, and laughs. Aiden and I dated from freshman year to junior year. We broke up in the beginning of junior year. It was for stupid reasons, honestly. Petty things like rumors and other girls. I could never understand why people push their way into other people's relationships, you know. We stopped being friends for a while after we broke up, but since we had so many mutual friends, it was hard not to see each other everywhere. Maybe if I hadn't seen him all the time, it would have been easier to let go. Yeah, I've moved on, but I still do care for him. Aiden had cancer, Christina. He had kept it a secret for a long time until his doctor told him how many months he had left to live. 2 months. It was 2 months. There was nothing I could do. Aiden didn't seem too upset, which was surprising. Maybe he was trying to make the best out of his 2 months. I wish I could have done something about it, but it wasn't in my hands. It wasn't in anybody's hands. He had to go. God always takes the good ones.